Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy new year, this 2415. We have got a great program lined up for you today. We'll be talking about a sweet and prosperous year. The focus of the thought will be on the seven blessings right after this.
It's just me. I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you.
That's Yolanda Adams from her album Mountain High. Alone in a room, praise God, she could not have put the words out there better. She preached a sermon that I wanted to bring today, and we could all just go home here in 2015. I want you to focus on what I have to say about these seven blessings. So you'll need a pen and paper, or just plan to come back and listen again to the revisit of the teachings from Exodus chapter 23. You know, we went over this in October during the Yom Kippur New Year celebrations of the secret feast season. And I felt this was an appropriate time to revisit that teaching because America is now entering into their new year, and we want to experience that phenomena. And to do so, God required that his people would simply remember. And so you have to go back and read Exodus chapter 12 to get that teaching and instruction, and then apply it to what you're hearing today. Or you can visit the YouTube channel, type in my name, Keturah, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, Jones, and then type in Passover Part 1, and you'll get the full teaching, the prerequisites to experiencing the glory of God in a greater level. Now, here in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, we'll start reading 21, verse 20, and we're going to identified the seven blessings that God promised his people if they would just remember. And I love this teaching, and I'm doing it because I want to see my listeners and viewers blessed. Glory to God. No more of deceit, failure, attack. We're going to have our spiritual weapons working 24/7. It says here now in verse 27, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. And the first promise is protection right here and guidance. That angel is our angelic covering for this new year. And in verse 21, he said, and beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. And in verse 22, he said, but if you will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemy and an adversary to your adversary. And this is key in verse 21 and 22, that we are aware of the ministering angel and what his assignment is. And in doing so, he promised to be an enemy to your enemies. And this is why I say it's key, because God has to do it. You know, he says in Malachi 10, he said, bring you me the tithes and the offerings, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And you notice that's the only time in the scripture where God says, I will do the fighting. All other times in his word, he's instructing the believer to take responsibility and defend himself with the word of promise and shield of faith that he has provided for us. And so the second promise is he will fight for you. And that's in verse 22. And then in verse 23, he says, for my angel shall go before you and bring you into the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. So your enemies will be cut off. But also know that these different nations and the endings are all with ice, and ice is always a type of sin. So God may bring you in and before and around many different types of cultures and people, but and it may be an enemy, but he said that he will deal with the situation. And in verse 24, and you shall not bow down to their God, nor serve them, nor do after their work, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. So we see we do have a part to play. We've got to cooperate with our ministering angels. And you can read more about your ministering angels that I sent to assignment for the believers. I believe it is in Psalms 1 and 20. And in verse 25, we see the fifth blessing. He said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Now, this is provision. This is a plenteous, a promise of plenty. And he said he would take sickness and disease away from the midst of you. This is the fifth blessing. And he said in verse 26, he said, and I will, and there shall nothing cast her young nor be barren in the land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. So there won't be number five, there won't be any early death, there won't be any abortions. There won't be any loss of life. Number six, I'm sorry. And that he promises long life, that he would fulfill the number of your years. He says in verse 27, I will send my angel before you and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all your enemies turn their back unto you. So you will prosper. You will come forth as gold. You will have the victory. And then he tells them on in verse 29 the plan and actions that they are to take to secure the plan. And I noticed he gave them these promises, but they were to come by due process. And in verse 28, he explains that process. He says, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against you. In other words, the beasts of the field oftentimes were those hard-nosed business people, hard-nosed leaders of that day and hour that they lived in. Remember, these people were slaves, and now they are free, and they don't know. And God has got to instruct them through humility and cooperating with the laws of the land in the land where God has taken them. And in verse 30, he says, by little and little, I will drive them out from before you, and until you be increased and inherit the land. So he's going to do a little bit at a time. Your victory is going to come a little bit at a time. A lot of times we want to just go in and take the whole pie and run off, but it's not always so. God is slow. He takes his time. He's very thorough. He's very complete, and he's going to give them a little bit at a time. As they are able to handle that, then they will get more. Glory to God. Let's keep reading. In verse 31, he said, and I will set thy bond from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out from before you. Now notice, it's going to occur little bit by little bit, so they're going to get stronger and stronger, and then they will reach a point to whereby they will eventually have the strength that they need to overthrow those onlookers in the earth at that time. And so we see here, the second clause is where I wanted to go back to in verse 30, until you be increased. And then you can inherit the land. So God expects us to increase. And that, to me, sounds like we need to keep adding on. We need to keep adding to our virtue knowledge, and to knowledge faith, and to faith brotherly love, and to brotherly love kindness, you know, found then over there in Galatians chapter 5. Keep adding on. In verse 32, he said, you shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in the land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you shall serve their gods, I will surely be a snare unto you. So God is a jealous God. He's a selfish God, and he will not share his glory with another. And he told them to be diligent in this way, to not share their attention, so that he would have full preeminence in their lives, to speak into their lives. Now, before we go, I chose this topic because I want you to meditate on these scriptures and be blessed. I was looking at a post on my Facebook page that said I was looking on my Facebook page, and I noticed a post that was saying, you know, we change everything, but let's work on just being ourselves. Just be normal. You know, that's the word out of, I believe, T.G. Jakes started another site here talking about the new normal. Just be normal. Just be yourself. Glory to God. I thank you for listening to the program today. We're going to close out with Yolanda Adams again. Please remember to visit the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. There you can click on the blog talk link and listen to this program again. Share the link with families and friends so that they can be in this new year. And also, listen to the radio program that I produce locally here on WLCM Radio. While you're on the website, scroll to the bottom, grab the RSS, click on that, grab the podcast of the 2C program and listen on demand. Don't forget to click the Facebook tab. Right next to that, like the page. Any announcements that I make throughout the week, you'll see automatically on the feed. You can follow me on Twitter at www.inspirationalmi, and there you can see posts and updates and communicate, make requests and suggestions for topics in the inbox. Well, God bless you. I pray that you got something out of this word and that you will have a safe and blessed and happy new year. I know that the first 5 days, first 25 days, first 30 days in some people's mind are important as you establish your connection and your relationship with the Father God, walking in His plan for your life in this new year. Well, God bless you. I could just go on and on and on. Connect with me on Facebook so you can see the post on the feeds where, as I continue throughout the week on this conversation. Now, we're going to go out with Yolanda Adams. I love you. 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and He cares about you watchfully.